There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you.
From his farm, far the northeast.
Yes.
Doug Steffen joins
us. Thank you. He is Dr. Crud. Here I am. John Creeman, Zagos Dankura, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions. Later in the hour, we're going to meet our first inventor of the week, who is, is it Gree? You always send me this stuff in such small print.
From this point on, we want the font to be 64 or 120.
Holy crap.
Right.
Yes. One letter per page. That's all that
is. But just a little bit larger would be handy. Thanks very much.
All right.
The Buddy Caddy, another one of the PGA guys. This is appropriate because Caddyshack isn't the movie of the day. It's Groundhog Day, but everybody thinks that it's the same movie in many respects. Now, let's see if Akos is good on culture, John. I bet you and I know.
Yes.
Why did I make that reference, Akos?
It's Groundhog Day.
It is, but what movie? There are two movies starring the same guy that have a similar theme. Do you know what the other movie is?
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. He's looking like now he's confused. I know the answer.
He's confused. Exactly.
There you are.
In order to conquer,
I'm impressed. I was going to
be the ball.
And what's the other? And what was the other movie?
Groundhog Day.
Oh, there you go.
Right. There's two. Right. Yeah.
We kept them off. We only said one.
How dumb do I look? How dumb do I sound on the video?
There were no Canadian teams, John. Did you notice there were no Canadian teams involved in the Super Bowl this year?
Except there were some Canadian players.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. You looked
Matthews, Chris Matthews, for one.
He's a Canadian?
Played for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Yes, and there's a gentleman that was, I can't remember his name, that we were laughing. The guy from Regina, Saskatchewan, the University of Regina. John was snickering and laughing. I had to explain to him.
Regina.
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 Why don't you guys grow up, will you please?
R-E-G-I-N-A. I had to explain to him that's a city in Saskatchewan, Canada, but John didn't believe me. He had to go Google it.
I had to go look it up.
Nice.
And Doug, you haven't lived until you've sat with me watching the Grey Cup with John, which is the Canadian CFL version of the championship that occurs in around October.
He was all excited because the Hamilton, was it Hamilton? Hamilton Pussycats because unfortunately they were like horrendous. This is like the first time I've ever seen Canadian football, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching their Super Bowl and I'm thinking that stadium probably could have fit inside the men's restroom at the stadium yesterday in Arizona.
So what did you think of the game? Are you into football, Doug?
No, I don't care about football. As a matter of fact, I'm very anti football because of all the problems with concussions and brain damage and that sort of thing, and I'm eager to see the end of professional football, frankly. I did watch it, though, because the lady and I decided that it was important to see the commercials, because they're usually uplifting, it's a nice way to spend a couple of hours just being uplifted, but they weren't uplifting. There was only one.
You're kidding me.
What was the deal with commercials? Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
There were a couple that were good. The Budweiser dog spot was good.
Oh.
What? All the dad stuff.
The Toyota. The dad spot didn't kill you?
It was like three or four dad spots.
The dad with the girl? They're driving in the car?
Yeah, I guess.
You know what dads are?
I'm more of an animal. Okay. So that was okay. Yeah.
See,
but I thought the others.
I was in tears, dude.
You were. Dude. He was in tears.
What are you, like 17?
Yeah.
Dude.
As the young one in the group, I have to keep us kind of, you know,
hip.
Younger.
Hip.
Right.
Hip. Yeah. Actually, we don't know. Rich might be the younger one. We're not sure.
Rich is younger than John is. Yes, he is the youngest person in the group. Yes, he is. Yeah. Right.
But yeah, so I thought the dad ads were unbelievable.
Dude. dude.
I mean, you know.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? There's a lesson in this. What's the kid's name that was working at Popeyes last year before he got drafted by the Patriots and he was the hero of the game?
The guy who intercepted the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was working at Popeyes.
Butler, what's his first name? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, what's his name?
I don't know.
He's a biblical character, obviously.
Yeah. But nobody even knows who this kid is.
Yeah.
So we were saying earlier on that Brady, if he had any class, would give that kid, Malcolm Butler, that's it, give that kid the truck. Because he sure doesn't need it.
Yes.
So let's see if he does that, if he's got any class. Malcolm Butler worked in Popeyes, and then he was drafted. And
that's wild.
Yeah, it really is wild.
And he has a hometown team, isn't it? The Patriots? Hometown team?
Yeah, yeah.
They're rooting for the Patriots?
Why?
I'm just saying.
He's like football.
Geographically.
Yeah, you know. Why would you assume, just because you're a Canadian, do you root for all the Canadian teams? Because they're Canadian?
I do. Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, of course.
Nah.
He had to find a way to get the Canadians into the Super Bowl, so he looked that up.
Really? The only sport I've really ever paid much attention to is one that I played when I was a kid, and Ted Williams was my hero, and the Red Sox were always something. The people who were playing, I remember the names, and you aspired to be like them. I don't think people actually have an idea how impactful these sports are on young minds, the images.
Oh, sure.
And so when they really are, they're rotten. Most of the football players, or many of them, are just scurrilous scum. They're horrible human beings. Scurrilous scum.
Scurrilous,
yes. Yeah. I mean,
like pirates.
They are. They really are. And so once in a while, there are many women who forget that Tom Brady left Bridget Monaghan pregnant by the side of the road and ran off with the Giselle Bungingingong, whatever her name is.
Bunch of, yeah. It's true.
You look for a guy who doesn't like football, you're really up on
I think I know a lot of that stuff. I think that there are, I paid attention yesterday, and because my mind is a fairly quick study, I sort of keep some of these things in my mind, but that doesn't mean I like it. It just means that it was part of, I have to be at least somehow cognizant of what's going on in order to sound like I got a half a brain when I do a radio program. But I, you know, and I tried not to. Richie, did I do a good job today? I didn't get carried away with my anti-football rhetoric.
When we first started the show this morning, he had to take his dog out to pee, which meant he was going to be late for the start of the show, which I know you guys would know nothing about.
No.
He's always on time.
Very punctual.
He yells at us from across the room, "Don't start talking about the Super Bowl until I get there."
Oh, that's fun. That's a good intro.
Doug loves to talk about football.
Right.
Well, that's just good radio here.
Yeah. Well, it's real radio.
It's real radio.
You need a rolling mic, and you should go outside while...
Wait a minute. The last time... Hold on just a second. The last time I checked, the amount of time that you guys have put on the air collectively would not equal the number of years I've been doing radio. How's that?
Okay, that's a very impressive thing. That's very, very impressive.
Okay. And I didn't say take a shot. I just was saying
I understand. I will now make a statement that you'll be surprised of, too. Mm-hmm. John Cremins, the amount of television hours that man has, live television hours, you'd have to get the likes of Letterman, Leno, and all of those guys, add them together, and you might still not be there.
3 hours a day, 5-6 days a week for how many years? 28 years or something?
Well, actually, but some of those days were actually six-hour days.
Six-hour days.
And were you kind of... The time was black and white, and they only drew the picture. They didn't have
Sounds terrific. The pencil characters that are on the screen.
How did you do it before they actually had sound on the TV?
Right. Talkie TV. What is it? Talkie TV. Right.
Well, I got a question. Since you guys were watching together, what did Meredith think? What was her favorite ad? Did she have one?
I think she would have said that it was the dog, the Budweiser spot. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was. We played it back, and we watched. She had her iPhone, and I didn't see it because I was, I don't know, do something else. So she played it back for me, and I thought, my God, what a wonderful
spot. Yeah, it was warm.
And then she said,
USA Today said they had like 6,700 people pulled. And
did you see the GoDaddy ad that was the mock up of that got pulled and they did not air?
Yeah.
It was basically the same spot, Doug.
Budweiser,
but at the end, yeah, the Budweiser one, but at the end, they sell the dog on the newspaper.
Really?
And they got a lot
they
of
pulled that, and they didn't pull that other one with the, there were three or four there they could have easily pulled.
Do you like the first draft? Do you like the first draft one?
The first draft.
Said Australia gets the kangaroo.
Oh, I didn't like.
No, I didn't get that.
I didn't like. I didn't get half of it. I didn't like the Doritos one either.
I didn't. Yeah, but Pig's Fly.
I didn't like the Pig's Fly one.
Yeah, they weren't as good.
These commercials are too young.
Though it was innovative because it was a young man, you know, trying to get his Doritos, so he'd actually strapped a rocket onto a pig.
So we should. But it bothered me the whole pig rights thing, you know. Did the pig suffer? It's like a hot rocket on the back of his back.
Well, then you got bacon at the end.
I know.
By the way, have you seen this? Both of you will love this. The New Hampshire State Lottery has new scratch and sniff lottery tickets that smell like bacon.
All right, man.
That's got to sell.
I almost lost my coffee. That's good innovation right there.
And they
that's
are selling
right there.
Like hotcakes. So you might want to check that story out.
They should have, like, scratch and sniff hotcakes smelling one then.
At DougStephan.com.
When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Are you looking for an innovative company that is poised to rapidly transform the banking industry? Check out our spotlight company, Axiologics, ticker symbol AXLX. Everyone is talking about mobile payments, which are now featured in all new smartphones. Axiologics provides groundbreaking cloud banking services, such as peer-to-peer payments, merchant services, and international fund transfers with a simple mobile click. To find out more, ask your broker or search Axiologics, ticker symbol AXLX. That's AXLX. Past performance is not indicative of future results. For full disclaimer, visit AdvantageMediaCo.com/AXLX.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Yeah. Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now 23 after the hour on today's My Cool Inventions radio program with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, to the bottom line here, this fellow's name is Grail Garden. Is that Garland?
What,
Garland?
Her name.
This is not a fella.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's a lady.
Lady.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my other suggestion then to you, John, is to put an M or an F next to the name so that I don't right, sound I'll any be. More foolish all than right. I do. Well, I mean, I don't know. Right, what nationality is this lady?
Oh, she's Hawaiian, isn't she?
I think she's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Actually, what I'll also do, yeah, we have a video. We did a live interview with her.
Really?
And we'll put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyCoolInventions after the show.
Okay. So, forward slash so Rich, for you dummies like Doug who don't know.
So Rich, no. Are you there? Are you,
I am, yeah.
So you remember the cool thing I sent you, the 18-in-1 tool before Christmas?
Yes, absolutely. Very cool.
One. Yeah.
We just got one sent into us. Listen to this. This is a flashlight, you know, like a black flashlight.
Yeah.
A regular flashlight you hold in your hand, rechargeable, no batteries. It's really cool. Except there has one more feature on it that you might find interesting. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a stun gun. It's a flashlight stun gun, baby.
Really?
Yeah. It's a flashlight stun gun. So you're walking around your dog out in the dark, you know, something comes up there, just like that.
It's like a computer.
What the heck? Zach flopping on the ground.
Scare
isn't
me
that cool?
Are we still on?
Like yes, it's flashlight stun gun.
It's a blinding flash of light. I'm going to tell you.
It is really cool.
I mean, so what are you going to do with it up right there?
What I'm not sure. We're going to zap Zach in a few minutes to see if it now have effects on a human. Because it's kind of cool. So isn't that neat? So here's a flashlight. The inventor sort of combined two technologies into one. It's a flashlight stun gun.
Oh, Lord. It even sounds awful.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sounds
okay,
awful.
So the arc of light.
There's an arc that goes on it. And we're all sort of taking turns. Do we touch it? What happens if we touch it? Do we touch the arc? You know, live on radio.
How is it like putting your tongue in a frozen bowl?
It's a rechargeable battery. It's, and you know how many volts it has? 300,000.
Good Lord.
So anyways, it's our newest invention. We're playing with it in the studio here.
Okay, so here's an email from
you
guys Eric.
Pop off the air, we'll know what happened.
Listen to how Eric gets what we're doing here. Hey, Doug, I just found your show this past week and have been listening for a while. Thank the gods there is an alternative to the vacuous, vapid, and venomous conservative right-wing ditto-head talk shows that pervade the airwaves. Wow.
Angry white men.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I've only been listening
a
short time.
A testament.
This program sounds cool to me. I especially like Jennifer because she's not ugly. Really, that's somebody that's on earlier. Jennifer's on earlier. No, you met her.
No, I've talked to her.
But when I listen to this kind of conversation, the kinds of things that we bring to the surface here, the things that we tell people or share with people, it brings me to a whole new level. As I said, the number of years that I've been doing this, and to have the focal point of the day, a flashlight zap gun. Really, it's the height of my career, Richie. Isn't it the height of our career?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the highlight.
See, he wants to be said one. He wants inventive swag.
Rich, I'm going to send you one, just in case he gets out of line.
That would be great to have.
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to figure out a way to zap Doug remotely from here, where I can just push a button on my board and it
yeah. So he'd be like, you missed a break.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd have a lot of those.
She would.
You know, you can actually see these if you want at MyCoolGadgets.com.
MyCoolGadgets.com.
Yeah, it's up there, yeah.
The amount of, I was using in my mind sort of a parallel, bringing back to how long it took to develop that and get it to market and make it a success. How long, there's no such thing as a sudden leap to success. How long did it take you to bring that that product to somebody who found somebody that created it, and then you went through the process. How long did it take?
A year.
It took a year.
I'm showing it to the HSN buyer later today at 1 o'clock.
But I'm just...
They'll like it.
And if she doesn't like it, you're going to zap her? Is that what you're going to...
No, it's a he. I think he'll steal it from me and run around and start zapping people.
Really? Nice to know they're as mature as it seems to be over there as well. 28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and all.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 33 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio, a unique way to spend an hour every day with a couple of characters and Doug Steffen. Excuse me. Akos Yankura, John Kremens, all around the invention world, the entrepreneurial world, HSN, QVC, how to sell a lot of these great products. So we're going to introduce you to Greg Nierlin in just a matter of moments, thinking about how to get her into the success mode. Reminds me of our Friday. It was very interesting, because the people we have on Dream Big America last Friday, that you can still vote for, by the way, have all three of their two-minute pitches in the archives at DougSteffen.com and over at DreamBigAmerica.us. So you can vote until Thursday at noon for the prospect in here you think is the most likely to be the best. We had the infant innovator, Irvin Azamani, and we had the lady with the flipple, Linda Lewis, and we had Jeff Hermanson, who was the fellow with the shovel on wheels. All very good. John couldn't really find anything to take away from. Not that he was looking for anything to take away from, but the essence is that we have sometimes really good people, and John didn't have any other questions.
Yeah. It was odd, right?
I mean, it was.
Usually I could pick somebody apart,
right? Yeah,
but I mean, right. But yeah. I didn't. Friday,
it all did well.
Not be bad, yeah. Because yeah. I think you know when they got to that level, and they'd been on the show many times, that their pitches, I think they took to heart the things that you had said and Akon had said and myself, and I think it's starting to show, especially some of these inventors that have been around a while.
Right. Exactly.
So let's see. Anyway, you can vote for your favorite inventor. Help keep that that whole part of the momentum going, the Friday Dream Big America contest that we have here, which each month culminates in what we did last Friday, which is all three of the winners, the weekly winners for the month, going together head-to-head, and then the winner gets thousands of dollars in support, prizes, pushes, expertise, advice to help make your business move that much quicker and better along. So that's the cool thing. So now let's go with an item. Let's see if Grail Garland will be in that category as she presents for the first time today. Gentlemen?
All right. So, Grail Garland, welcome. Nice to have you back on My Cool Inventions Radio. We enjoyed meeting you and the girls at the PGA show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's good to be here. It's my first time, so a little nervous, but I'll be all right.
So tell everybody, what is a buddy caddy?
Ah, a buddy caddy is the first animal-shaped golf bag that I invented and designed. It's functional. It actually, it's the same thing like golf bag, except it has an animal character.
So it is an animal-shaped golf bag. Just give me an example of one. What's the animal that you've shaped on the golf bag?
At this point, our first animal-shaped golf bag is a dog, and it's in honor of our animal, our dog, family dog named Riggs.
So it's a dog. What kind of dog is it?
It's a lab, yellow lab.
That makes sense. I remember seeing
now
it.
When you were there, didn't you see it? Yeah, you saw that it's yellow. Yeah. Represents a yellow lab dog.
So, Bill, how did the people that happened to stop by the booth, how did they react to
the PGA merchandise show?
Yeah. Oh, they think it's clever. It's fun. I think it's something that's needed. Mostly girls, the children, and some men like it too.
So, did you get any orders while you were at the Did you get any orders while you were at the PGA merchandise show? Did you get any orders?
Potential orders.
Stores or what is stores or yeah. individuals
well,
or
okay. Yeah, we're talking right now to a few people. The one thing is that my invention is not really complete all the way, but I was given the opportunity to come and show it anyway. So that's just my first sample prototype. And the working prototype is on its way.
All right, so here's what we'll do. We'll give you 60 seconds to pitch it. Here's what we do here. You get 1 minute to win over the audience, 60 seconds to pitch it. And what we're going to do is the listeners will vote for you. They'll vote thumbs up or thumbs down. And listeners, you can go to mycoolinventions.com. That's mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. You can take a look at the Buddy Caddy, and you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Or if you're out and about, you can text us. Text the word thumbs up, all one word, thumbsup, or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22333. So are you ready to give your pitch?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Hello, everyone. Have you been frustrated shopping for a new golf bag and can't find what you're looking for because all golf bags look the same, boring, and nothing out there in the market captures your heart? Well, Buddy Caddy can help you solve that problem. We have the first functional animal-shaped golf bag that is one of a kind. It has two adorable eyes, two pocket ears that can hold golf balls, a mouth that carries your golf towel, tee pocket organizer, a beverage cooler, a chew tail, and a hoodie as your golf bag cover. Our golf bag carries 14 golf clubs. The paw organizer is unique and carries 5 golf clubs you use the most. Buddy Caddy His first golf bag design is an adorable happy dog that makes you smile. Our retail price starts about $250 and up. To pre-order our fun golf bags or support our crowdfunding campaign, go to Indiegogo.com or Kickstarter.com/BuddyCaddy. Or for more information, go to BuddyCaddy.com, BuddyCaddy.com. Please go to MyCoolInventions.com and vote for me. Thumbs up, because I need your vote.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
There was a lot of dot. Yes, give her some oxygen. There's a lot of dot coms going on there. So $250 for the Buddy Caddy. And so it's $250 and up. So you're taking pre-orders. I also heard, I think, a Kickstarter and Indiegogo. I heard you had some crowdfunding campaigns going on.
Yes, Indiegogo first, and then later on the Kickstarter.
So how is that going? I've always wanted to interview somebody who's doing that. So how much have you raised? How's that going for you, the whole crowdfunding thing?
Well, it's about to start, and I feel that I've been checking out this crowdfunding, and so far it's been great for most people. And so,
so you haven't raised any money yet yourself?
No, not yet.
So when do you start?
I should start in a few days.
In a few days. So I have, when I saw your product...
In 48 hours, I should be done.
48 hours. So I saw your product at the PGA merchandise show, and you had a very interesting booth. You had lots of lovely young ladies dancing around and attracting attention and bringing people over to the booth. You worked the booth like magic. I think of all the booths we saw there, you really worked it better than anybody else. I mean, it was impossible to pass by there without getting too hooked in and drawn in. You were taking photographs of everybody. I had a couple issues with the product, though. Are you sure you got the right demographic? Is there enough children? Children and women golfers out there to make this a viable enterprise?
I think it's a challenge that I'm new in the golf industry. 2 years ago I was introduced, but when I'm female, when I go and look for something, it has to capture my heart. It has to be meaningful, especially it's a new hobby that if I'm going to be attached to, might as well have something that's creative. So,
And I think ACOS misses the fact that, you know, that most guys or anybody that golf really, they'll get their golf club, the driver covers, and they'll get them in all things. They'll get them in teddy bears, they'll get them in moose. I mean, all these different kind of characters, right? So I don't know if it's a stretch to take it to the golf bag.
I would have taken maybe a male version of it. Like, that was a very, the dog that they had, very cute, very nice. But maybe like a pit bull or like a bulldog, like a Dunhill bulldog, you know?
That would be good.
Type of thing. You know, that would have been more male oriented.
Or a big bear.
But it was sort of mean.
Well, actually,
you know?
I had an order of a Rottweiler.
Yes, the Rottweiler.
There you go. Now I can see that actually working.
Graham, do you golf?
No, I'm not a golfer. My father's a great golfer, but I like a lot of things, not like father, like son. But I understand enough about the game. What I wanted to know from Grail's perspective is how patient she is, because that's something, it seems to me, that you, in a sense, I suppose it's like the bottle. It fills drop by drop by drop, and success comes a little bit at a time. And it would seem to me, you asked the right question, Akos, in that, is this a market that's big enough? Is there a big enough pie? Can you get enough people to actually support what it is that you're doing? But because of the specialty nature of this, it seems to me, even when we wish you well and we wish you success, but it will require patience, stick-to-itiveness, and maybe continuing to be creative. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. I'm aware of that. It's been like I started 3 years ago, the thought of it, and it was an idea, and I just kept going forward with it, and I'm passionate about it. So I do believe it's going to work. It's just a matter of time and perfecting the product and giving it the male version and the female version and the little girls and boys version. It's going to be cute.
How much money have you got tied up in this so far?
Let's see. I would say because I do all the graphic, I do most of the hands-on stuff, design. I do the sketching, I do the rendering and all that. So I would just say 25 to 30,000. That includes a patent and trademark and all that stuff.
No, that's not bad. You know, because I look at how much guys will pay for a golf bag. Now, my golf bag was $399.
Is that good?
It was a pro tailor-made one that I had gotten, and it was $400. So I mean, so something like this that's cute, that looks good, and you may be attractive at less than $249, $250. That's not a bad price. Yeah. That's really not.
But it's got to really compel me. I've got to see that, and I'm going to say, oh, my gosh, I have to have that golf bag. And I think she's on the right track.
You get that into, but, yeah, but you get but, that into a clubhouse, gone.
Really?
One of, yeah, because everybody will want to have at least one, right? So there'll be one person on the golf course, one woman, that's going to go, oh,
yes.
That's the cutest thing ever, and she'll get it.
How many golf clubs are there?
Oh, thousands.
No, in the United States, how many golf courses are there? How many clubs
thousands.
Are there?
Thousands. Oh, my God, yes.
In the U.S., I believe it's 25,000.
25,000 plays. Well, maybe I've got this wrong.
Approximately.
Maybe. You got to get this into the 25, clubhouse.
25,000 golf courses, I think, in the USA.
Yeah, you get it into the clubhouse, it's going to be interesting.
Mostly those pro shops pretty closed. It depends on the pro at the club and who his friends are. It seemed to me that that's...
Yeah, who the jobber's bringing the stuff in. Yeah,
right.
A lot of those guys, my brother was an assistant pro for a while at a golf course in Wisconsin. And I remember when he would when he worked there, they'd have all kinds of people bringing stuff in there. So, it wasn't always, I guess if you could get it in front of them somewhere, there was like a golf course convention outside of like the PGA event, maybe that would be the way to go.
Are there repping firms that go to golf clubhouses and sell to pro shops? It must be like a group of reps that make their living going from golf club shop to golf club shop to try to get this thing in there. I think that's, you're right. I think you're 100% right, John. If you get that into the clubhouse, I think you'd have a winner. And if there's 25,000 clubhouses, you might sell 50,000 of these a year.
You're going to at least get one in every clubhouse. It will sell. This is one of those that people will look at, and I think every woman out there, if you went to like the bear route or the big dogging kind of thing, guys are going to buy that too. Or a big gorilla. I guess
gorilla.
They buy the head covers.
Yes, I'm already sketching for gorilla, the Rottweiler. The male version is going to be, it's a challenge, but I'm having fun with it. So, and then the other day I took it to a golf course, and ladies and some of the guys too, they stop and look at it, and they said it's very interesting. In fact, they're giving me ideas such as the visor, which I have that implemented, and the cool shade for the guys. So,
all right. Well, the texting, here's how you can vote on this right now. Text to thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you can set the same tone by dialing 888-877-0490, or you can vote directly at mycoolinventions.com.
You're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder. A house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house. But what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. What would you do if the government sent you a bill for taxes it knew you didn't owe, and then later admitted that the bill was completely phony? Well, the city of Philadelphia recently admitted that it sends tax bills with fictitious assessments to some of its residents. And surprisingly, a judge there even ruled that one man must pay his bogus bill. Why would a city send anyone a fake tax bill? In Philadelphia, officials who suspect someone is behind on paying taxes say they fabricate assessments with amounts that are really high so the person will come into their office, even though the person may have done nothing wrong. Let's be fair, it's hard to imagine a more bizarre story coming out of government. But get this, when one man challenged his fake bill and lost on a technicality, a judge actually ruled he must still pay the fictitious bill, even though she said, and I quote, "The city's strong-arm collection tactics may well lack authority in law." Unbelievable. Find out more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See rideaid.com/February for details.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Certainly a day some of us do not want to repeat over and over again. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today happens to be the 2nd of February. Yes, it's Groundhog Day, and if you remember the movie, it's a day Bill Murray experienced over and over. If you're a Seattle Seahawks fan, you do not want to experience this Super Bowl hangover feeling any longer than you have to. Super Bowl 49 went down to the final seconds last night. With the Patriots leading by 4, Seattle had a chance to take the lead on the Patriots' one-yard line. Second down, just handed off to beast mode, Marshawn Lynch, right? Wrong. Russell Wilson passes the ball. Intercepted. Patriots run out the clock. Game over. Seattle coach Pete Carroll was asked if he had any second thoughts on that curious play call.
Really, with no second thoughts, no hesitation in that at all.
Sorry, coach, but to quote Bill Murray from another movie of his, Stripes, stupid. Meanwhile, in New England, many folks there wouldn't mind repeating the feeling of glee they have today over and over, except for the fact the region is being hit with another snowstorm. 7 to 14
inches of snow for the Boston area today. In and around New York City, a treacherous combination of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. This New Yorker isn't all that concerned.
Listen, this is New York. When you live in New York, we get heavy weather. So you either accept it or you move out of New York. That's how it is.
Spoken like a true New Yorker. Oh, and back to Bill Murray, if we could. Considering what happened at the end of the Super Bowl last night, this could very well be the forecast for fans of the Seahawks.
I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold. Yeah. It's going to be gray. And it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
As for Punxsutawney Phil and the shadow, no shadow thing this morning, here's his handler with the announcement.
Yes, a shadow I see. You can start the Twitter. Hashtag six more weeks of winter.
Twitter does not rhyme with winter. That guy needs to go back into his hole. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets looking to get off to a good start. Last Friday, some losses. The Dow dropped 252 points, closing the week at 17,165. NASDAQ lost 48 points. S&P down 26. Business at the box office over the weekend.
You did your part. You sacrificed enough. You let somebody else go.
Yeah, well, I could live my
life. Well, you find a way.
American Sniper remains on top with another $31.9 million in theaters. Closing notes, let's head back to Super Bowl 49 and those Super Bowl commercials. This is the one that truly grabbed us. Budweiser's best bud spot, the puppy, finding its way home, confronted by an angry wolf, and saved by his Clydesdale pals.
Made you tear up.
Among the others worth mentioning, the Snickers spot.
Marsha, what happened?
Peter hit me in the nose with a football. I can't go with a dance like this.
A reworked scene from the Brady Bunch with Marsha played by Danny the Machete Trio. How about the Doritos ad that aired in the first half with the guy in the plane next to the empty middle seat?
Welcome aboard, folks. Just go ahead and take any empty seat that you see.
That spot gave us all some good ideas on how to dissuade people from sitting next to us. One of my personal favorites, the one celebrating 100 years of Dodge, featuring the wisdom of several senior citizens, all of whom are 100 years old or close to it.
Keep your eyes open and sometimes your mouth shut.
As for a personal vote for least favorite spot, third quarter, while enjoying my chip, dip, and wings, I didn't need to see and hear this.
Toenail fungus? Don't hide it. Tackle it.
Even a cute little football helmet on the big toe couldn't relieve the nausea from that one. All in all, a Super Bowl that left us with plenty to talk about at the office today. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.